श्री कृष्ण कृष्ण चैतन्य शासनातन रूपका राघव गोपाल रघुनाथ तत्ता ब्रज बाल बपाहि माम। So we're reading from Gopal Champura, which is the story about Krishna. It's like the Bhagavatam, and this is considered to be the crest jewel of Jiva Goswami's writings. It's the last thing that he wrote, a very, very wonderful book. So this is from the sixth Purana. It's called Vishankata Shakata Vigatana Adi Vichitra Bhala Charitra, breaking apart the great part and other wonderful boyhood pastimes. So it's described that at the time of the Nakshatra Mas Trayanta, 3 months after the star, when the star Rohini, which is Krishna's birth star, was conjoined with the moon, then beautiful Mother Yashoda performed Abhishek. Krishna. And they called all their different friends and all the cowherd men and ladies. And it said that Mother Yashoda, she then asked the ladies to protect the house during the festival. Then, as wonderful instrumental music was played, as auspicious songs were sung, as a Brahmin spoke many glorious blessings, the glorious ritual, the Abhishek, was performed. Infant Krishna was given a ritual Abhishek bath, clothed in yellow garments, decorated with ornaments, given protection with protection mantras in other ways, and anointed with tilak. Then, to bring the ritual to its final glorious conclusion, Mother Yashoda engaged her maid servants in all the necessary duties. The ritual concluded, Yashoda then put her infant son, who is Krishna, to sleep in a bed underneath a great cart that was big like a house. She carefully watched him, keeping him always within the courtyard of her gaze. She also placed many 5-year-old boys around infant Krishna. In the midst of the strong pillars that were these boys, she's placed the swing cradle containing infant Krishna. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, in his comments on this chapter in the Bhagavatam, he says that Yashoda saw that baby Krishna was getting very sleepy. So she looked around, there was no place really for him to lay down. And she saw the cart. And so she went and laid down herself with baby Krishna. And then when she saw that Krishna was fast asleep, very, very quietly and gently, she got up and left the baby laying there sleeping. Then, as had Putana before him, a demon sent by Kamsa to kill Krishna arrived. Staying in the sky, the demon thought, "Ha! The infant that killed Putana is now underneath that great cart. No one has the power to harm him. That I can see. Putana merely disguised her true form. But I will become formless, and that way I will be successful." Becoming invisible, the demon then entered the cart. Descending to the earth and then becoming curved in nature, the demon entered a wheel of that cart. Infant Krishna then desired to drink the milk of his mother's breast. Not seeing his mother anywhere, baby Krishna became upset. With his soft, like a new lotus petal foot, infant Krishna kicked the wheel of the cart. By this kick, infant Krishna made the demon, even though he had no wings, fly in the sky like a bird and then fall crashing to the ground. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he says that Krishna woke up and he wanted some milk from his mother's breast. And she wasn't there, so he started crying. And she didn't come, she couldn't hear him because so many other things were going on at the festival. And then Krishna became angry. And he thought, oh, she didn't hear my crying. But maybe she'll hear the sound of this cart when it breaks. And so then he kicked the cart. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says a very interesting thing. The baby Krishna's foot was soft like a lotus flower. It says here. He says that foot was not very big and long like Lord Vamanadeva's foot when he stepped across the whole universe. And he says that foot also wasn't very hard like the nails of Lord Nrisimhadeva when Lord Nrisimhadeva killed Hiranyakashipu. His foot was very soft. And he didn't kick very hard. It was a very gentle kick because he was a baby. But still, that demon was killed by that. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says that this shows the superiority of Krishna's Braj Leela. That he doesn't have to show so much opulences. And there's an interesting point Vishwanath says in the Brahmanda Purana. It says that, how you may ask a question, he's a baby, Mother Yashoda was lying under the cart, if he's a baby and his legs are very short, how could he kick the cart? If Mother Yashoda could fit underneath the cart. So the Brahmanda Purana says that because that demon entered inside of the cart, that demon's name was Utkacha. And he was the name of Hiranyaksha in his previous life. Because that Utkacha, he entered into that cart, then the cart became very, very heavy, and the wheels sunk in the ground. And then baby Krishna was able to kick the cart. In the Garga Samhita, there's some description of this pastime also. It said that Utkacha, he was a demon, a very big, powerful giant. And he was the son of Hiranyaksha. And once he went to the Gandhamadana mountain. And there one rishi, his name was Lomasha Rishi, he was doing some meditation. And this demon, Utkacha, went there and he started breaking trees and making a big noise. And Lomasha Rishi became very, very angry. Badmas, rascal. You're acting like someone who has no proper understanding of etiquette. So I curse you. You'll have no body. The Utkacha became very, very upset. And he came and he fell at the feet of Lomasha Rishi and he begged, you please forgive me. I didn't understand. I didn't realize you were a saintly person. So then Lomasha Rishi blessed him. Okay, I'll give you a form. You can have the form of air. That's not a very good form, is it, Gorkhaya? Would you like to have a body made out of air? So he said, but in Dwarpa Yuga, when Bhagavan descends as Sri Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, at that time, he'll give you liberation. So Utkacha, when he was killed by Krishna, he went to the spiritual world. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he speaks about this pastime in three places, twice in Krishna Samhita and once in Chaitanya Sikshamrita. In Chaitanya Sikshamrita, he says it represents a load, a heavy load, produced by old and new bad habits. But if we think about baby Krishna and those bad habits, they'll go away. They'll stop bothering the bhajan. And then in Krishna Samhita, he says... In Krishna Samhita, he says that he represents the burden of regulative principles. And he says that there's some gurus, a very interesting thing he says, because he has Mandari Siddha Pranali, but he says that some gurus, they give this Mandari Pranali to people who are not qualified. And that becomes like a heavy burden, something that they're not qualified for. And so... those persons who don't have deep attachment, he says, the topics of Sri Krishna, and don't have qualification to hear those things, and to have that Siddha Pranali, they get that thing ordered. That represents the Kapatasura, or this demon Utkala, which can be killed by Krishna, if we take shelter of Krishna. So then Mother Yashoda, when she saw that cart had crashed down to the ground, she became very, very fearful, and she ran out there and she picked up baby Krishna. And then all the bridge bossies, they were saying, what was that? What happened? Someone said, the cart. What about the cart? It fell down. Why? For no reasons. Everyone's safe. By Lord Vasudeva's mercy, everyone's safe. And what about Krishna? Everyone immediately came running there. As soon as they heard a loud sound, immediately they were all worried about Krishna. Just like everyone in a house worries about a baby. But what to speak of a very, very special baby like Sri Krishna. So then they went and they saw those boys that Mother Yashoda had placed around the park. And they asked them, what happened? And one boy who was stuttering, he said, baby Krishna, he kicked the cart, our cart, and the cart flew in the air and broke. All the bridge bossies just started laughing. What does this boy know? He's just a little boy. But some of them said, oh, maybe true. You know, huh? It's Garga Muni told us that this child is going to have very special pastimes. So this story was told one evening. Every evening, Krishna, when he comes home, he goes and milks the cows, and then he goes and takes bath. And Mother Yashoda and some of the ladies, they dress Krishna, and then Krishna goes to dinner with Madhu Mangal, and Balaram, and Nanda Maharaj, and others. And then after dinner, there's some special entertainment every night. They have some jugglers to entertain Krishna, and some magicians, and people doing acrobatic acts, and they have two special singers whose names are Snigdha Kanta and Madhu Kanta. And every evening they sing stories about Krishna and Balaram. So this story was sung by Krishna. In just a minute we'll sing a song, a Hare Krishna melody, which is called Iman Rag. And that Iman Rag, very nicely you can get the feeling of them doing the juggling and so many things for Krishna. So Snigdha Kanta, Madhu Kanta, they were speaking this. Snigdha Kanta was telling it. Then Madhu Kanta, he said, my dear Snigdha Kanta, someone might say it's not possible for a baby boy to kick a big cart so high in the air like that. You should therefore explain how it's possible for baby Krishna to perform that action. If you don't, then your poetic words won't be rightly understood by the others. Then Snigdha Kanta said, O noble Madhu Kanta, I've already refuted the idea that these actions are impossible for baby Krishna to perform. Yoga Maya, who can make anything possible, arranged all these activities. Please don't ask this question again and again. Now why didn't he just say that Krishna can do anything? Krishna's God. Because if he would say that, then Nanda Maharaj would say, what are you saying? My Kanu is God? No, it's not true. He's my baby. He's just a little baby. How can you say he's God? So Snigdha Kanta didn't say that it was because Krishna was God. Snigdha Kanta said because Yoga Maya did it. Smiling, Madhu Kanta said, what happened then? Snigdha Kanta said, meeting with his elder and younger brothers, Nanda Maharaj decided that these two boys, Krishna and Balaram, should live together in the same house. Previously to this, Krishna and Balaram were just little babies. They weren't living in the same house. Rohini was living in a separate house with Balaram. And the two little babies had never met up to this point. So he decided that baby Krishna and Balaram should live together in the same house. And that way their mothers, who are both very attached to their sons, can easily shower many affections on their boys. But if the boys live in separate houses, it will be very difficult for the two mothers to do all the housework and also take care of their sons. See, even Mother Yashoda was doing housework. Therefore, the auspicious day of joining the housework, the two households, should come without delay. If you all wish, then these arrangements will be made. So they called for the learned Brahmins, and they did some auspicious ceremony, and the cowherd men at once arranged for the first meeting of Krishna and Balaram. When the two babies saw each other for the first time, Krishna and Balaram became stunned. For a long time, they were motionless. They just sat there, looking at each other. Their hearts melted, pretending to be tears that flowed, that melting flowed from their eyes. In this way, the dark and fair brothers became very attracted to each other. Why would they not be attracted to gaze on each other? When Krishna and Balaram first met in boyhood, it was as if a great host of fair and dark moons had suddenly taken birth within that place. In this way, everyone enjoyed a festival of bliss. It was on a very auspicious day that the cowherd men arranged for the first meeting of Krishna and Balaram.